Masechet Avot Perek Dalet Mishnah Tet Vav. Mishnah says, Rabbi Yanai Omer, Rabbi Yanai says, En biyadenu lo mishalvat harasha'im ve'af lo miyisuri ha-sadiqim. Explains Rabbi Yanai, it's not in our hands. We don't have the ability to understand the peace that the wicked may experience in this world or the suffering of the sadiqim, of the righteous in this world. In other words, sadiq varar lo, rasha va'tov lo. Why do bad things sometimes happen to good people and good things happen to bad people? This understanding, great question. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, didn't have the ability to fully understand how Hashem interacts with this world. Why sometimes do we see the righteous who should be rewarded going through tough times and the wicked, people who are doing many averot, people who are reshaim, how they're experiencing the good life in this world? The question that has bogged down Hachamim for thousands of years. Of course, Hachamim have proposed different answers to this question, but one of the most difficult questions that can be presented and understood about how Hashem works. So we don't have an answer to that. A person shouldn't lose his mind over that. He shouldn't exert himself to such extent to try and understand it. It's something that's sort of beyond comprehension. Rabbi Matya ben Harash omer, heve makdim b'shalom kol adam, says Rabbi Matya ben Harash, you should greet every person first before they greet you, whether you're talking about a Jew or a non-Jew, somebody who's a lower level than you. It doesn't matter. When you do that, you're showing that you have humility and you're showing that you value the other person. You're showing that he's important to you, and that causes shalom, peace amongst people. Be a tail to the lions. That means if you have people greater than you, be the lower of that group. If you have, it's better to be part of a group of people who know and are wiser than you, as opposed to being the head of the foxes, that you're the top guy amongst people who are less wise than you. When you're around people who know more than you, you'll have the ability to continue to challenge yourself and to grow, and you'll advance in who you are as a person. But when you're the head of the foxes, you're not really going to grow. You've hit the top of your group of people around you, and you're not going to have the ability to advance in who you are as a person, in chokhmah, in wisdom, and in midot. So therefore, a person should always look to be around people who are greater than him so he could continue to advance in life.